Proverbs chapter 25, verse number 25 says, as cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Amen. As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Stretch your hand this way and ask God, if He would, to anoint His servant tonight. Father, we're so grateful for the privilege and the opportunity to once again stand on this platform behind this sacred desk and rightly divide the word of truth unto your people tonight. God, to minister unto them that you've so placed upon our hearts and upon our lives and dealt with us about today. God, to feed the sheep of God. You looked at Peter that day and said, if you love me, you'll feed my sheep. Help me tonight, Father, to feed those from the Word of God that have gathered themselves here in this building tonight. God, for I'm here to represent heaven, a spokesperson for God tonight. God, I'm unworthy to be that, but you chose me. So use me, speak through me, anoint these lips of clay, and I say something, God, that would help someone. Hide us behind the cross of Calvary, that Christ may shine through. Send that anointing, God, that makes preaching effective. We'll be careful to praise and give you the glory. In Jesus' name, everybody said amen. And you may be seated in the presence of the Lord tonight. I want to preach to you tonight on a simple subject title for this message. Simply this: good news. Amen. Hallelujah. Good news. There's never been a day, probably, that people have lived in such a time as we are living in today. Amen. Our society that we're in, the nation that we live in, our country that we live in today, seems that our lives are constantly being filled with bad news. Amen. Hallelujah. Seems like that it's become an everyday thing, an epidemic in our lives, that continually, amen, we are hearing of bad things that are happening. We had lunch today, me and Brother Eddie and Brother JP and Brother Tim, Brother Lamar, and some of our children there today. Sit down there at the table. Wasn't long till I think Brother JP made mention of it. Amen. Preacher friend of ours, mother, passed away. Amen. Gone on into eternity. Amen. Bad news. Hallelujah. Just right there. I think it first thing this morning, I hadn't been up long, begin to listen to the news and check the news. And that terrible word came. Amen. There, that plane had crashed in New York last night. Continental Flight 3407 went down into that home, that house. 49 people aboard that airplane killed, lost their life. Man living in that home lost his life. Amen. Bad things, condition of our world, our society that we live in today, the condition of our government, the condition of our economy, the condition of things that are going on around us. I talked with a businessman in our local church there at home yesterday, earlier in the day. Wasn't it Church Wednesday night? Very unusual, unlike him, not to be in the house of God when the doors is open. I said, missed you last night. He said, I know. I'm sorry. Amen. He said, this business that I'm in, he's in Logan. He said, it was so bad. He said, till the time, amen, I got off work yesterday evening or got through, he said, I had such a headache till it drove me to vomiting. Amen. Just dealing with the stress, the agony, and the pain of it. Trying to figure out how we're going to make it work. How we're going to survive. What's going to become of it. How we're going to pay the bills and make the notes that we owe. Constantly, it seems like, that we are being attacked, being barraged by news that is constantly affecting us. And if we're not careful, it will destroy us and tear us down and take our joy that we have found, the joy of salvation from our hearts and from our lives. It'll steal that spring in our step. It'll steal that joy that's in our heart and that song that we sing. And somebody say, amen. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to be someone with a great education to understand and know and realize that America is in trouble today. We're far from God, brother and sister, as a nation. Sure, there's churches on the corners scattered throughout this land that are still preaching a gospel. But as me and Brother Eddie rode throughout this county today, I said, there's a church. It's a yell. But that's one of them kind of churches. What about that one? It's one of them kind. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. They put more emphasis on their singing, their dancing, their jumping, and their bouncing around. Never ever hearing an established word from God that'll give them something to stand on in the time of trouble. And somebody say amen. Only by the grace of God, America is headed for times like we've never seen before. I don't know. I'm no prophet. Amen. As far as standing and prophesying to you, I've listened to preachers who I have, amen, the utmost confidence in. And many of them are preaching messages that they say God has shown them, revealed to them through a vision, revealed to them through prayer, that America is headed in the wrong direction and she's going to fall flat of her face. Amen. It's not something to take lightly. It's not something to look off and shrug off and say, well, what's going to be, it's going to be. But yet on the other hand, we must not allow the condition of our present world to have an effect upon the spirit man in our hearts and in our lives. And somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we could preach a long time on it, but I'm not. Moving on. Not only is it in our government, not only is it in our economy, not only is it in our families and in our homes, amen, and among our loved ones, but when we look around us and we realize the moral condition of the land that we live in, we are constantly seeing daily a demoralization of America, a land that once trusted in God, a land that once stood on in God we trust, a place where if a man shook another man's hand and give him his word, it was as good as signing a contract on a piece of paper in the presence of a lawyer. But we're far from that tonight. Oh, church, will you hear me? And let God touch you. We live in a day and an hour where wrong is called right and right is called wrong. What was once a sin has become nothing more than just that. Let's come on now. Hallelujah. We call it a disease. We call it something. Amen. Psychiatrists that tell us that it's the effect of something that happened in the childhood. But hear me tonight and know that the condition we're living in is one that was prophesied in the Word of God that said, in these days iniquity shall abound. It can only get worse. And somebody say amen. If you're looking for a better day, this preacher's come to tell you tonight, there's not going to be a better day down here, but there is a better day coming. And somebody say amen. Hallelujah. iniquity shall abound. If there's ever been a time that sin abounds, iniquity abounds. If there's, oh my God, I'm feeling my Hepa's Holy Ghost. If there's ever been a time when iniquity has abound, it's in this day and hour that we're living in our local junior high school there in Greene County. It was reported to me just a few days ago, a couple of weeks ago, that there's at least 7 teenage girls, not in high school, but in junior high, that are expecting babies. Come on! Premarital sex is worse than it's ever been. Alcohol and drugs are running rampant on our nation that we live in today. Ungodly entertainment fills our homes daily as we sit in front of it and let it infiltrate our hearts and infiltrate our lives. God, have mercy on a nation that allows doctors to abort babies before they are ever born. Come on now. Adultery has become of epidemic proportions, not only in our society, but in many of our churches tonight. It's bad, 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 bad where we're living. But the writer of Proverbs said, as cool water is to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. You can either get your sights on the mess we're in, or get your eyes on God. And now there's something worth living for. And just say amen. Hallelujah. My God, my God, the more that we dwell on these things, the more that we look at these things, the more that we see these things, as evil men and seducers seem to wax worse and worse in the society that we're living in today, it will cause us to begin to give in to the pressures that are around us. No doubt we are seeing the prophecy of Joel chapter 1 fulfilled when he said, go to your fathers and ask them, have you ever seen a time like we're living in now? Have you ever known it to be like it is now? No wonder that great man of God wrote to that church at Corinth and said, if we have hope in this life only of Christ Jesus, we are of all men most miserable. If this is all that we had to look forward to, if this was all that we had was a life down here, then there'd be no reason to get up in the morning. There'd be no reason to go to work tomorrow. There'd be no reason to pray. There'd be no reason to fast. No reason to go to Sunday school. No reason to come to revival. But I've come to tell you tonight, there's a better place, a better land, a better country. There's, my God, there is a city whose builder and maker is God. And I'm a going. I'm a going. I'm a... Woo! I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Hallelujah. Preacher, that's outside, I know. But I stood in the door of that trailer this evening, and I watched it coming about like this for a few minutes. And I said, God, if you'd let it rain like that in that service tonight, everything be all right when we said amen and let's go home. Woo! Lift your hands one time and say, Lord, let it rain in here like it is on the outside. Come on, hallelujah. Let it rain in here like it is on the outside. Oh, my God. I don't care who you claim to be. I don't care how long that you've been saved. I don't care how many times that you've read the Bible through. I don't care if you fast 2 days a week, 3 days a week, 4 days a week. I don't want to hear your credentials of what makes you the supernatural Christian that you are tonight. The truth of the matter is this. The whole of the story is this. You cannot live in this world and in this society that we live in and that not affect you if you're not careful. Come on now. Hell is on every side to tear you down. He said that the iniquity would abound in the last days and the love of many would wax cold. You know what he said? If it were possible, he would deceive the very elect. If we get our eye off of the coal and begin to look at those things that are around us for too long, dwell on that, then you'll die. You'll die spiritually. Hey, but don't dwell on the bad news. Dwell on the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I was sick to my stomach this past Monday night. Brother Eddie and Brother Brown, who's not with us tonight. Hallelujah. Something pulled him to Florida. Hallelujah. Wasn't the Holy Ghost either. Hallelujah. Went to the Waffle House. The new one, wherever it is, way over yonder somewhere. All I know is we got on that road and went that way. Amen. Sat down in that Waffle House, had the whole thing to ourselves. Didn't take us long to figure out why, but we did. Amen. After Brother Eddie done ordered 3 different kind of drinks, he finally got something worth drinking. Amen. Hallelujah. Started out one thing. I don't remember what it was. It wasn't no good. And ordered tea. It wasn't no good. Amen. Finally, after the third thing he tried, it come out worth drinking. Amen. Sitting there enjoying our good fellowship together. Talking about the blessings of the Lord and the things of God. Laughing, having a good time. Come on now. Just come out of that service Monday night where the power, the presence, and the Spirit of God was at. Walked in that building on cloud 9. Hell don't like that. Come on, hell don't like that. He don't care for that. We're there. We're enjoying it. Enjoying the fellowship together. At that time, 2 vehicles come wheeling up in the parking lot out there. I seen them come up. Amen. Middle-aged man, at least as old as I am, got out and come in. Here come this little teener bopper, teenage girl bouncing in behind him. Looked old enough to be her daddy. Amen. Got sick to my stomach. You know why? Because I got one sitting right there and one at home. And I knew somewhere he's a daddy that girl belongs to. And if he knew what's going on, come on, hallelujah, he'd be heart sick and his soul would be tore out of him if he was a true daddy. Come on now, hallelujah, if he was a true daddy. Sitting there trying to enjoy that. Amen. When all of a sudden she comes, you box right there, begins to feed that thing them quarters. Amen. Playing that hip-hop music, boogie-woogie. Amen. Not satisfied just to play it. She gonna dance with it just a little bit. Amen. Come on. I seen Brother Eddie do like this. Amen. And then I seen him go to jigging a little bit. Amen. Then finally he just had to let her out. And we all just laughed a little bit about it. Come on, hell will put things in front of you. Times of your life to try to steal you from the good things of God. Come on now. I'm there enjoying what we've had. But hell don't like that. So we're going to send a man with a woman young enough to be his daughter.
put her in front of us to let us see just the hold that he has on the world that we're living in today. My God, somebody help me. The Holy Ghost gonna touch us tonight. That writer Proverbs, in all of his wisdom, he said the heaviness of that heart will make a man stoop. If you dwell on the bad things, it won't be long till your head hang a little lower than it usually does. Come on now. My Sandoria Makaya. It won't be long. Instead of walking through the doors of the building with your head thrown back and a smile on your face, you'll come in with your chin dragging the ground and your bottom lip digging the gravel up as you come across the parking lot, because of the heaviness of the soul from continually dwelling on the things that are going on around you. Jesus said it this way. He said, in these last days that we're living in, if we get our eye off of the goal, off of the truth, the reality, that there's a heaven to gain, that men's hearts would fail them. Come on now, from looking upon the things that are coming upon this earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. How am I going to make it then, preacher? If it's that bad, how am I going to make it? Get you a cool drink of that water that can only come from heaven. And somebody say amen. Woo! Somebody needs it tonight. Somebody feels in your soul that you've gone about as far as you can go. Walked about as far as you can walk. Toted that load that you're upon about as far as you can tote it. You've got a daughter backslidden in sin tonight, and it's about to drive you insane. You got a son that's lost. I stood in the backyard of my home, amen, one morning this week, talking to a man that's in my church for 8 years, had no idea where his son was, rebelled against God, rebelled against his family, rebelled against everything that he'd ever been taught, left that home, left that church, went into that world, and for 8 years, mom and daddy laid their head on their pillow at night, not knowing if he's alive or if he's dead. Not a phone call, not an email, not a card at Christmas time, not a card on Mother's Day to say, I love you, Mama, and I'm doing all right. 8 years and there's not a clue. He said, you don't know, preacher. He said, you don't know. My mind ain't what it used to be from the torment that hell put me through. Children can drive you to an early grave. Oh my God, I don't know why I'm saying this, but I feel the power of the Holy Ghost talking to somebody. That backslid boy, that backslid girl, that one that's lost in sin tonight, if you dwell on the condition of their soul, it'll destroy you spiritually. You must know that there is some good news. Oh my God, there is something to hold on to. There is promises of this word. There is definite, absolute truth of the word of God that even hell cannot change. My God. Hallelujah. I said, absolute truth of the word of God that even hell cannot change. Hallelujah. At my God, absolute of this word that even hell cannot change. You allow yourself to come to a place spiritually where you feel as David felt when he's running from his own son. And he said, oh God, Thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. You know what he's saying? Can I paraphrase it? Can I put it in my own words tonight? Can I say it the way God showed it to me for this service and for this message and for someone in this building? He's saying, in a place where there is no good news. Woo! Don't look at me so funny. Hallelujah. In a place where there is no good news, somebody in this building tonight knows what it means. For every time the telephone to ring, you hate to pick it up because you know it's going to be bad news on the other end. You despise it because the ringing of the telephone sends a pain through your heart, knowing that it can't be good. Something bad. It's bad news are coming. But David said, if I could only taste of the waters of that city. Come on. If I could only taste of the waters of that well. If for just a little while tonight in this service, I could turn your attention from that is so prevalent in your life, that hell is using to destroy you and tear you down. And for just a little while, if you would draw with me from the well of salvation one more time, realize there is something. There is something. Joy cometh in the morning. And somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy, kabahasandori amakaya. Woo! Hilalalabokoriandori alasaya. As cool water is to the thirsty soul. Have you ever worked outside? Come on. Have you ever worked outside in the heat of the summer? Have you ever been there? This old boy ain't always preached the gospel. Even since I've been preaching the gospel, I put in some pretty hard days. Come on now. See, I was one of them raised by man. Hallelujah. I believe you paid for it. Come on. If you're in this building tonight, Mom and Daddy bought your first car for you, you ought to kiss them all the way home. I bought my first one, and I bought every one since. Hallelujah. 1978 Camaro, $1,200. Never forget that day as long as I live. I missed the bus that day. We'd done moved from that parsonage set by that church out there in that home where Mom and Daddy live now. I got on that bus that day, 14 years old, fixing to be 15. Back then, you'd get your license when you was 15. Keep your permit 30 days, go back and get your license. Amen. I'm glad they changed it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got on that bus that day. My mama told me, don't you ever let that bus pull off if you don't know your little brother's on it. I got on that bus that day, stepped up on there, looked down that aisle. Didn't see Jason. He wasn't on this side and he wasn't on that side. I looked again, didn't see him. That bus driver fixed and closed that door. I said, hold on, I can't go. My little brother ain't on this bus. My mama told me I better not never come home on this bus without my little brother. I run off that bus, run to that elementary school hunting him. Come on, hunting him, and I couldn't find him. Couldn't find him nowhere. Well, come to find out he's down in the floor back there, in between the seats. He was on the bus, but now he's on it by himself, because I done missed it. Amen. Never forget that day. I had to get a ride home. Me and my wife now, amen, we was already a dating then, or called it Dayton. We was talking on the phone anyway. I walked to their house, which was about a quarter mile from the school. Said, I missed the bus. Amen. You take me home to her mama. She said, yeah, I'll take you home. I'll never forget that day we topped that hill. Teddy Nim's house sitting off to that side. That white 1978 Camaro sitting in that front yard had one of them black things on the front, you know, protected from the bugs and all of that. Them chrome wheels on it, little rust on them, but that was all right. Man, I was tickled to death running that house. Whose car's that, Daddy? Well, we'll talk about that later. Let's drive it. Throw that thing down the road. Get on it a little bit, son. See what it do. Had that dual exhaust sound good. Pulled it back up in the yard. I said, whose is it, Daddy? He said, it can be yours if you'll pay for it. Come on. Hallelujah. Found it today, $1,200. Went by the bank. All I got to do is go back by and sign the papers. Bank will loan you the money. Me co-signing for you. But you got to pay for it. Don't matter how long it takes. Don't matter how much you can pay a month. You just got to pay for it. I went to work with a guy in that church roofing. Amen. On Saturdays. We'd roof on Saturdays. Amen. Toting them shingles up that ladder. That heat gets hot on them old asphalt shingles. They would come down in the middle of the summer. Take them shoes off. Take them bags. Them shingles come in. Cut them out to fit inside our shoes. And stack them up in there. Because there's blisters on bottom of your feet from the heat on that roof. Amen. But there's one thing for sure. Amen. Every little while, he'd say, all right, boys, let's go get a drink of that water. Woo! All right, boys, let's go get a drink of that water. We'd come down off that roof. I mean, I've done got where I can go down that ladder frontwards. I didn't have to turn around back down and hold it. I'd just walk up there and step over on it, just like running down a set of stairs. I was at the bottom, trying to be the first one to that water cooler. Somebody in this building tonight, hell's been a dishing it out so hot that it feels like the bottom of your spiritual feet are blistered. But the Holy Ghost came by today and said, why don't you go tell them, let's take a little break. Let's come off the roof for a little while. Let's go to the cooler. Let's get a drink from heaven. Let's find out what we're fighting for. Let's look at what we're living for. Let's see what it's all about. And as cool water is to a thirsty soul, so is good news from heaven. And somebody say amen. Woo! My God, I feel like preaching. Can't stay there too long. Had a drink of that water to get you in trouble. Come on. There's a many Christians trying to do it too long without a drink of this water, and they dehydrated. Die spiritually. I pastored in that church, Richmond, Mississippi, where I'm at now the first time. I've been there twice. Hallelujah. The second time's been a charm. First time was good. 2.5 years, only reason I left. Felt like God's calling me to evangelize. Evidently did, because I spent 3 years on the field preaching. Didn't go broke and didn't go hungry. Paid all my bills. But the day I resigned that church, my wife said, you'll pastor this church again. Amen. We was living in a trailer that they had there. Floor about to fall in. Amen. The heat and air conditioner, the way it worked is the bedroom on each end. Stayed on one end during the winter, one end during the summer. Come on. Hallelujah. That right there on that pew was born while we was there. I remember my mama saying, you can't take her back down there in that trailer. She'll freeze to death. I said, Mom, we're going to move to the other end. Everything will be all right. I don't know what it was. Heat blowed good on one end, air conditioner on the other. It all running through the same duct. Amen. We just, you know, swapped. Hallelujah. We there pastoring that church. Anyway, my wife said, we're going to pastor this church again. And they're going to build me a parsonage. I said, you speak like a foolish woman. Come on. Hallelujah. I won't never go back there. God done told me to leave. I won't go back there. So I'm almost 3 years later. Brother Doug Chapman resigned Sunday before Thanksgiving. They called me men said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I took the month of December off. I'm tired. I'm going to rest." Said, "Come fill in for us through December. Just pretend like you the pastor. You take care of the preliminaries, preach, do it all. Then we ain't got to worry about trying to find somebody through the holidays." Well, that's 10 years ago. Hallelujah. I said, "That's 10 years ago, and we still there filling in, I guess." Hallelujah. Still there. But that first time, I got to quit telling stories and preach. That first time we're there, my wife's expecting that girl, sitting on that pew right there. Man in my church said, "I need to build a deck on the back of my house. I carpentered with my granddaddy. He taught me how to build." I said, "I'll be over there in the morning." It was on a Wednesday night. I said, "I'll be there in the morning. We'll build that deck. As long as that house," we started that morning, framed that thing up, started putting that 5-quarter by 6-inch deck board across the back of that thing. Sweat pouring off me like water. You see how I sweat under this air conditioner? You can just imagine what it's like out there. He's saying, "Preacher, you better quit. You better quit, preacher." I said, "No, I think we can finish this thing today." Rocked on over 2:33 o'clock. I'm chug-a-lugging a Gatorade. And as fast as it was going down, it come back up. Come on, hallelujah. I said, "I done dehydrated this old body." They given my wife a baby shower at the church that night. You know where her husband was while she's at a baby shower. I'm laid up in the emergency room. IVs in my arm. Them pumping drip in me. Trying to get me built back up where I don't die. You maintain and meditate on the bad things of life for too long without letting God touch you, it'll suck every bit of the life out of you. I said it'll suck it out of you. I know what I'm talking about. I've pastored for going on 14 years altogether. I know what it's like to look at the bad so long that it drains everything out of me. But oh, God. This ain't it, church. I'm just a pilgrim and a stranger down here. There's a better place waiting on me. I believe I can endure a little bit to be able to hear him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of the Lord." Hallelujah. Good news from a far country. Abraham called that far country a place whose builder and maker is God. He said, "I'm a stranger and a pilgrim down here. I'm on my way to a better city whose builder and maker is God." Christ said, "I go to the Father to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there ye may be also." I got good news from a far country tonight. It ain't good news from Africa. It ain't good news from Mexico. Me and Brother Eddie was talking about on the way back from lunch today, China's in a mess. Japan's in a mess. This world that we know's in a mess. My far country is not something that's on soil of this world. But my far country is a place out of this world. Woo! And I got good news tonight from a far country. I don't care how bad it gets. I don't care how bad our government gets. I don't care how bad the economy gets. I don't care if we all go broke. Come on. And there's nothing to eat and we ain't got gas to put in automobiles. It will never affect this far country. Can you say amen? Woo! Hilalabakaya. B.H. Clinton and pastor in that church in Texas having a television program on Sunday night preached about how bad a condition that the world was in. Walked in the bank on Monday morning singing and a whistling in one of them good old gospel songs. That red back hymnal. President of that bank met him. Said, B.H. Clendenin, how in the world can you preach like you did last night? The world's in a mess. It's a coming to an end. It's fixing to fall. It's fixing to crumble. It's fixing to go under. And then walk in here this morning singing a happy song, whistling a happy tune. He said, B.H. Clendenin looked at him and said, because this is your world, my world is doing just fine. And you say, amen. I've come to tell somebody tonight that bad news is from this world. Bad in your world is doing just fine. The economy is shutting down a lot of the construction in our world. But if you'll listen closely, I said, if you'll listen closely, construction hadn't quit in heaven. He's still a working. He's still a building. He's still a preparing. There's going to be a coming when we're going to get out of here. The trumpet's going to sound. Gravity's going to lose its hold. We're going to go to be with the Lord. My God, give the Lord a good hand clap of praise. Woo! 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 CSA's good news tonight. It's going to help you. I read of a time. I'm staying right here and I'm just. Hallelujah. I'm focused. Laying that floor over there this evening, God focused me and I'm focused. Got my eyes on one thing, that's this right here. Woo! Come on. Listen to me. I read of a time in the Word of God when it's bad. Darkness had prevailed over this world spiritually. There had been no open voice from God. Come on now. But all of a sudden in a field where a bunch of shepherds were, an angel appeared unto him and said, fear not, for I bring you good tidings of great joy. I believe God's about to send an angel down, sit down on the pew beside somebody tonight and say, they may not have been an open word from God for you in a long time, but God sent me to tell you, fear not, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Construction is still going on in heaven for you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. He hadn't quit. It hadn't been halted. Heaven's bank hadn't gone empty. Come on. There's nothing wrong with the economy there. Everything is still proceeding as firstly planned. Woo! Hilalabakando Hosaya. Hadarayabakaya. I have not seen, ear have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man. Those things which the Lord hath prepared for us. John said in Revelation chapter 21, I saw a new heaven and a new earth coming down. He said it's built on a foundation that's 12 layers thick. Come on. And every layer is a different stone. And I can't name them all and tell you what they all mean. But I can tell you this. The economy ain't got so bad that Christ said we're going to have to cut that thing in half and just put 6 layers. He's still laying 12 layers. He's still, my God, are you listening to me? John said, I've seen that city coming down out of heaven. 12 gates on that city, 3 on the east, 3 on the west, 3 on the south, and 3 on the north. And each gate was made of one pearl. Can I tell you, the economy ain't got so so bad in heaven until he's had to change it from a pearl. It's still pearls. There's still walls of jasper, streets of gold. My God, they still building a mansion and putting my name on the door. Hold on, saint of God. Plow on just a little longer. Keep your eye on the goal. There's good news tonight from a far country. Everything's still good in heaven, and it ain't gonna be long until we're gonna be there. All of our troubles left behind. All of our sorrows forgotten forever.
All's great. Square. As wide as it is long. As tall as it is wide. No night. Because the Lamb's there. Stream of life ain't dried up. Still flowing out that throne. And there's still a tree on each side that stream, bearing 12 manner of fruit year round. Good news from a far country. I'm hurrying. I'm knocking on that hour. I gotta quit. Good news from a far country. He's still wiping away all tears. Death is still cursed from that place. There'll still be no sorrow, and there'll still be no pain. Former things have all passed away. Good news from that far country tonight. Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 1. You can look at that in your own interpretation however you desire, but for tonight, he said, there's a great cloud of witnesses gathered over there, and they're rooting us on. Woo! When I lay down sometimes in hell's been the tormenting me with everything it's got. But Dwight, I can almost hear some of them saints of God over saying, come on, Scotty. Woo! He la ma condoria bakaya. Oh, shandataya. Handoria mokoria mahaya. My God. I gotta quit, son. You ain't never gonna let me come back. Hallelujah. My mama carried me in her bosom before I was ever born. That great woman of God that I looked up to and admired so much got saved in at the little church, Bay Springs, Mississippi. Sister Thelma Eubanks, saved under my daddy's ministry there. In that little church he took running five. He said there's a lot of Sunday mornings he'd preach. Three of them sleeping, two of them looking around. Go on, tell mama ain't doing it no more. She'd say, you go back. Then revival broke out. Thelma Eubanks, Jack Eubanks, Russell McDonald, Sister McDonald, some of those great men and women of God saved in that church. But mama's a carrying me in her belly. Mama said that getting them Holy Ghost filled services. Sister Eubanks walk over and lay her hands on her belly and say, Joni, you're carrying the next John the Baptist in your belly. Take care of him. Woo! As many a nights I'm a walking and a praying, saying, God, that woman prophesied that I could be another John the Baptist. Don't let me fall short. Don't let me fall short. But when I lay down and hell's fighting me, I believe I can hear her. There's a many times in that church at Ellisfield, they done made the round and come back. I'm a teenage boy. She'd grab me and say, come on, Scotty, get in that altar and pray through. You can't quit. Come on, Hatarayabakaya. Nobody like Mama Eubanks, because you didn't backslide as long as Mama Eubanks at church, because she'd grab you by the nape of the neck and drag you to that altar and throw you on your face and say, pray through. And there's some nights, Brother Dwight, when I'm laying my head on that pillow and hell's a-fighting me, I can hear her saying, come on, Scotty. Come on, Scotty. Come on, Scotty. Don't you quit.
I made it, you make it. I done it, you do it. Woo! Some of you got mamas over there, and they're crying, don't quit. Some of you got daddies over there. Good news from a far country. Keep on keeping on, JP. It's worth it. That's what they're saying. It's worth it. 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 Hurry up. I don't know how it all works. He said, now we know in part, and we shall be known as we are. I don't know how it all works. I don't know. The Bible says it's coming a day when a trumpet's going to sound. Dead in Christ's going to rise. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the air. I'm closing. I'm hurrying right here trying to so bad. Hallelujah. I don't know how all that works. Them spirits over there now hadn't yet been reunited with that body. I guess some of you educated preachers could probably spell it all out to us. Amen. According to that scripture, that body's still in that grave. Not going to be joined back with that spirit into the rapture church. Did I read that right? Am I totally off, Brother Eddie? I don't mean to preach or teach anything contrary to what you teach to your people. I'm not saying that's the way it is. I'm just saying. But I know them on that other side. They're sending good news, and they're saying it's everything he said it was, and even more. Woo! Some of you had mamas with back trouble so bad she couldn't get out of bed before she died. She's sending good news from heaven tonight, saying, come on home, baby. When I stepped over that Jordan River onto this other side, I ain't had no back pain ever since. Hadn't shed a tear. It's good news. I said, Abakaya, come on, Brother Wesley, I'm a quitting. It's good news from the other side. Oh, it's good news tonight, because he said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, I may come and receive you unto myself, that there you may be also. It's good news tonight, because I can hear him saying, I'm about to come and get you. Come on, hallelujah. Men's hearts failing them from fear, looking upon the things which are coming upon this world. But in that same scripture, he said, let not your heart be troubled when these things begin to come to pass. Lift up your heads and rejoice, for your redemption draweth nigh. Your redemption draweth nigh. Let me tell some old saint of God in this building tonight, get you a drink of this cool water. Listen to the good news that's coming from the other side, and make up your mind, I'm going to make it. I'm going all the way home. For he's not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but long suffering to us. Stand to your feet all over this building. Father, I have done my very utmost to stay focused and preach tonight as you have directed, guided, and led me in this service. God, don't let it return void. Don't let it fall on deaf ears. Don't let it go in one ear and out the other. God, I ask you today to let it rain in this building. You said in your word that we'd ask believing and we could receive. God, I'm believing that you're fixing to pour out a Holy Ghost rain. Pour a Holy Ghost rain out on somebody in this service right now in Jesus' name. You say, preacher, I'm in this house. I'll just be honest with you. I walked in this building tonight not knowing if I was going to be able to make it, because the news around my place has been bad lately. And I know there's good news. God's going to touch me tonight, and I'm going to go on. Be all God wants me to be. Start moving this front right now. Every night this week I've called you all together, but tonight I want you coming by yourself saying, preacher, I need help. Come on. I need it to rain on my soul and let me know that everything's gonna be all right. I need a drink from that cool, crystal clear water that flows from the throne room of my son. Come on now. Revive me tonight, God. Come on. Come on, saints. Let's pray with these. Walk among them. Lay your hands on them. Ask God to touch them tonight. Come on, minister, brethren, help me. I done preached till I ain't got much left. Walk among them, lay hands on them tonight. Some of you women of God, lay hands on some of these. Ask God to give them what they're looking for. To let them know. My God. Hallelujah. Rain on my soul. Tonight, God, rain on my soul tonight. God, I need a fresh touch. A fresh about the...